Well, welcome to another session of Alliance of Honorable Men. I look forward to this particular session because we're going to jump into chapter 3 and finish chapter 3 right before the holidays so that you can take the exam over the holidays. And the exam, so you'll know, the exam, of course, our exam is open book. The exam is going to be on chapters 4 and 5, all right? 4 and 5, all right? So it's the open book, but it becomes from chapter 4 and chapter 5. So you can go ahead and start reading chapters 4 and 5 so you can be familiar with them. Second order of business is I have instructions from Apostle. If you're in the training center and you have not joined the Slack app, which is the app that we're using to participate in the Salvation Reformation that's happening. To give you a brief synopsis of it, what's happening is lead somebody to Christ, get them born again. They will put it in the Slack app, and all those of us who are in the Slack app will respond with the word glory. What that does, number one, it puts you in a culture of people winning others to Christ. Second thing it does, it reminds you of the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. There are people that you run across on a daily basis in your circle of influence that may not know Jesus. Sometimes they're not in your circle of influence. Maybe you may be out at a grocery store or out and about, and somebody strike up a conversation with you, or you strike up a conversation with somebody else, and the Holy Spirit prompts you to witness to that person, to share the gospel, to share that Jesus died on the cross for them. You won't always be successful, but I believe it's 1 Corinthians 3:6 where the Apostle Paul says he planted, Apostle watered, but God gives the Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. You can plant the seed of somebody coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Savior, and somebody else may finish it. But you're putting yourself in a position to be prompted. So if you have not joined the Slack app, Apostle says, because you're in this training center, it is mandatory that you join the Slack app so that you can be a part of this Great Commission. It's simple to do. Simply text the word witness, WITNESS, to 225-230-2234. It's going to send you a link back that will allow you to download the Slack app. Whether you're on an Android or iPhone, you can download the Slack app, create you an account, and it's going to give you instructions on the download. It's going to give you instructions on the when you receive the link back of how to join the witnessing group in the Slack app. And you'll begin to see how people are on a daily basis winning the people to Christ. And you'll have an opportunity to do the same. So again, it's mandatory as a student that you join the Slack app so that you can be involved in the apostolic instructions from Apostle Thompson. All right, so in this particular session, last two sessions, we dealt with the purpose of the church. Now, this third purpose of the church is really going to redefine for you what the church is all about. The first purpose of the church was to be connected to heaven to reveal the Father. Number two, to shut down the gates of hell. The second purpose is to shut down the gates of hell. And remember, I said that in order to shut the gates of hell down in the earth realm, we have to be able to shut down the gates of hell in our lives. And we talked about that. But this third purpose of the church is to extend the kingdom of God without limitations. In other words, the church should be the center hub for which God's kingdom expands. The church should be the center hub by which everything else revolves around. That is not the case at this moment. The reason why that's not the case is because man has gotten away from God's agenda. Man has gotten away from how God wants to do it. Today's church and the status that we're in is no different than the children of Israel wanting a king. It's no different than the children of Israel upset with Moses because he went into the mountains too long. People have a tendency, if they can't control other people, they have a problem. So this whole world system is about people trying to control other people. In the kingdom of God, it's not about that. In the kingdom of God, it's all about everyone being connected to God's agenda or God's will or God's ideas. And that's the purpose of the church, is to extend God's agenda, giving people a chance to attach themselves to God's agenda. That's why the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower in Psalms. In Psalms, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. They that run in, the righteous run in, and there they are saved. So the church has to begin to extend the kingdom or God's ways of doing things without limitations. Turn with me to Matthew's the 16th chapter. Matthew's the 16th chapter. Matthew's the 16th chapter. We talked about it earlier, how Peter was the only one to recognize who Jesus was. And Jesus made some profound statements because of that. So we understand that through revelation knowledge, Christ has said that is how he's going to build the church. Through revelation knowledge is how he's going to build the church. Now, that's key. Well, let's read it. He said in verse 18, Matthew 16, chapter verse 18, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what rock? The process of you spending time with God and God talking to you, the Holy Spirit revealing things to you. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. I had not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Verse 10, but it is revealed unto us by his Spirit. You see this? So that scripture is making reference to this particular process. The rock that Jesus talked about, the process of you spending time with God and receiving revelation knowledge. All right. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. So Jesus is going to build his church, build you, build me through revelation knowledge. And the gates of hell should not prevail against it. All right. You see this? So we build our lives through revelation knowledge. Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said he's given to us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, or heaven's ways of doing things. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we see a process. We see a process of us spending time with God, the Holy Spirit then revealing things to us about us. Right? You see that? The gates of hell are shut down in our lives. So that means now we have the ability and a right to shut down the gates of hell in the earth realm. Because once we get beyond getting revelation knowledge about our personal life, Jesus will begin to give us revelation of how we can operate in the kingdom of heaven to extend the kingdom of heaven without limitations. Note the process. We have to deal with ourselves first. Then once we deal with ourselves, then we are now prepared to go and deal with what's on the outside. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. That's more revelation knowledge of how heaven works so that we can establish heaven on earth. That's what it means, that the kingdom, to establish the kingdom of heaven without a limitation, to extend it without limitations. It means that the church has to be the hub, the center of society. That's what it's about. The hub of society. Right now, we are not. Why we are not? It's the reason why we're not is because we have been limited in our abilities and our power because we have not truly operated in God's agenda. We've been skirting around it, but we haven't operated in God's agenda. We've allowed man to come up with denominations. We've allowed man to eliminate two out of the five gifts we have allowed man to ignore, we have allowed the church, those that are participating in what so-called the church, have eliminated the apostles and the prophets. You hear some people saying that the prophets died, the only prophets were the prophets that walked with Jesus. No, that's not. That's not truth. If that was the only prophets that walked with Jesus, then why would the apostle Paul write, he gave gifts unto men, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the church. You see that? For the perfecting of the church, Ephesians 4 and 11, for the perfecting of the church so that they can do the work of the ministry so the body of Christ can be edified or built. My question to you is the body of Christ being built? Is it being built? Good question. If the body of Christ is not being built, if the church is not doing the work of the ministry, that means that we're not maturing properly. If we're not maturing properly, that means that the fivefold, something is going on. So if we miss two, if we're missing two, it's going to be impossible to do the three things in the 12th verse of Ephesians 4 and 12. So the church has been capped. So that's why other institutions, such as education, such as entertainment, such as government, worldly governments, have become the center hub of life, of existence. And the church has been pushed to the side. But there is coming a time when the church will have to reclaim her position as the center of society. Nothing happens until the church ordains it. Do you know ecclesia actually means a body of governing people, people who determine laws? It's almost the ecclesia, the House of Representatives and the Senate. That concept comes from the concept of ecclesia, where laws are made. The church should be a place where laws are made that control culture. Why? Because it comes from the mind of God. Can't come from the mind of man. Man has tried to create denominations, tried to and call it the ecclesia. Denominations are not the ecclesia. Denominations are man's idea about who God is. That's another man telling you who God is, telling you, giving you his word. They interpret it for themselves instead of sticking with the word and letting the Holy Spirit do the work. So the church has to be extended. The kingdom of heaven has to be extended without limitations. The church is the hub of that. So under the pastoral model, we have designed the church to be a hospital. And it makes sense how that happened. Because a pastor without an apostolic edge will cater to the people. I'm going to say that again. A pastor without an apostolic edge will cater to the people. Why? A pastor is there to care for the people. But without instructions from an apostle who reveals, who structures heaven to earth government, who reveals the agenda of God, without a pastor having access to the revealed agenda of God, has to make things up as he or she goes. And when you make things up as you go, you're going to cater to the people. When you cater to the people, that means the pastor is going to spend his or her life putting out fires, carrying the burdens of the people, trying to go to God for the people. A pastor is supposed to position the people to access the presence of God for themselves, which means hold them accountable, cause them to mature. Because a pastor that caters to the people is violating the very first thing that in Ephesians 4 and 12, the very first thing that the fivefold is supposed to do, mature the people. If we, as pastors, keep doing things for the people, keep trying to go to the presence of God for the people, then the people won't mature. When the people don't mature, then we'll find ourselves having to, the Apostolic Strategies book is very powerful. I think it's 21st chapter in the Apostolic Strategies. We begin to perform services instead of demand performance. We begin to feed the sheep, overfeed the sheep, instead of demanding the sheep to use the energy that they've been fed with. So the church is not a hospital. The church is a training ground, a place where people can come to learn God's agenda and to learn how to live life and have life more abundantly. Jesus said, the thief cometh, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have what? Life, Zoe, the God kind of life, and have it more abundantly. Zoe includes obedience to God's instructions. So people come to church, supposed to come to church to learn to access the presence of God, learn how to hear the voice of God, and obey the voice of God and affect the people that are around them. This is why the first two purposes of the church is to, for the church to be connected to heaven to reveal the Father and to shut down the gates of hell in your life. When you can shut down the gates of hell in your life, now you have a solid foundation in which you can lead people to helping them shut down the gates of hell in their lives. Nobody, listen to this. Nobody can shut down the gates of hell in your life but you. Jesus died on the cross so that you can be empowered to shut down the gates of hell. We were always designed to shut down the gates of hell. We were always designed to extend the kingdom without limitations. But one lie from the enemy causes us to get in disobedience or disconnection from God's voice, which now when we get disconnected from God's voice, we got to make it up as we go. That is the devil's playground for us to make it up as we go, because now the devil is dealing from a supernatural realm and we're trying to combat him from a natural realm. But because Jesus died on the cross, we now have a right to access the supernatural, in which now we're not matching wit to wit. We're not matching wits with the enemy from a natural position. We're now matching wit with the enemy from a supernatural position. And when you have access to the mind of God, you have access to infinite wisdom that Satan cannot overcome. He cannot go around. He cannot do nothing with. You will constantly keep him in a defeated position in your life. Listen, Satan is already defeated in your life, but the question is, do you know it? And that's what Satan is trying to get you not to see, is that he's defeated in your life. So if he can keep you out of revelation knowledge, if he can keep you in the carnal, if he can keep you out the supernatural, he can fool you like he's not defeated. And so that's why the church is a training ground for you to come to connect yourself to someone who already knows that the devil is defeated and wants to teach you how to constantly keep the devil in a defeated position in your life. Just because the devil is defeated doesn't mean he's going to be defeated in your life if you don't know he's already defeated. I need you to understand this. The people who live after the flesh, turn to Romans the 8th chapter. People who live after the flesh will remain defeated, even though I believe it's Galatians. Yeah, the Galatians 4, I think it is. Let me get to it. Galatians 4. Yeah, Galatians 4. Go to Galatians 4. Praise God. Go to Galatians 4, verse 1. Now I say, this is the Apostle Paul writing, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the appointed time of until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his sons into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I realize that for you to go back to the first verse. Now I say that the heir, as long as he a child, differ nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. The church is the place you come to be tutored and to be trained so that you can recognize your sonship, recognize your authority, recognize your power, so that the enemy, so you can recognize that the enemy is already defeated. So you won't be singled out and singled out for him to single you out to make you believe that he is not defeated. So don't go now. Go to Romans, Romans, the 8th chapter. See, this is the purpose of the church, the purpose of the church. That's why it says Ephesians 4:12 for the perfecting of the church. When it's talking about the perfecting of the church, the perfecting of the ecclesia, perfecting of you so that you can do the work of the ministry so the body of Christ can be built. So the church is a training ground. So what do I mean by a training ground? It's a place we come to learn our rights, to learn who we are, to learn what we're capable of, to learn that we're no longer bound by the elements of the natural, of the world system, that we have a right to live in the supernatural. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. Watch this. Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 4th verse, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse 6 is important. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Zoe and peace, or wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. Watch this. Verse 7. Because the what? Carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So Satan wants to keep you in the carnal. So therefore, Satan is, even in the church, there's a lot of carnality in the church. Carnality creeps into the church when the agenda of God is not known. When the agenda of God is known, the supernatural portals, the portals of the supernatural are open. Remember, the purpose of an apostle is to structure heaven to earth government so that the portals of the supernatural can be open, so those that are connected can enter in. You can enter into the supernatural, and you are now dealing with the enemy from a supernatural position rather than a natural position. The enemy is dealing from a supernatural position, but he's dealing from a defeated supernatural position. You are dealing from a victorious position, supernatural position. So when you deal from a victorious supernatural position and you face the enemy in his defeated supernatural position, who gonna win? Victorious always win over defeated. That's why he wants to keep you in the carnality, in the carnal, in the natural, while he stays in the supernatural. Because in the supernatural, he can run circles around you. That's what he did to Eve. He ran circles around Eve because Eve had stopped spending, her and Adam, weren't spending time with God. So the enemy was able to creep in with a lie, affect their thoughts, affect their emotions, affect their actions or their behavior, and was able to control their results. So the whole purpose of the church is no different than what God was doing in Eden. The Garden of Eden was there to train, to prepare them to go into the outer darkness. When you come to church, you should come to church to learn how to eradicate your problems. Jesus Jesus has already positioned you to deal with your situation. Matter of fact, God wants to use you to deal with your situation. God wants, he don't want to use nobody else. He don't need to use nobody else. He wants to use you. Everywhere you see in the Bible where God was involved with the miracle with humanity, even Jesus, it always required them to do something. Always required them. When Elijah went to meet that woman at Zarephath, the Bible says, told Elijah, get there. I've commanded a widow woman to sustain you. What was her job? To sustain him. With Jehoshaphat, the Lord said, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. He said, put the praises out first. What was their assignment? To put the praises out first. That was contrary to what you do in battle. When you go into battle, you go ready to fight. But they put the praises out first. That was their instructions. Even when Moses at the Red Sea, the Egyptians were behind the children of Israel. The Red Sea was in front of them. Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What were the Israelites' instructions? To stand still. Why were those instructions so significant? They were significant because they wanted to run. But God said, no, I'm telling you, stand still and watch me. But we like to make that, we like to take what happened to them and make it a theology for us. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord when you might not supposed to be standing still. Oh my God. That's the purpose of revelation knowledge. So God can give you fresh words, fresh instructions, fresh rhemas. The words, Jesus said, the words, flesh and blood profit you nothing, but the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word or the rhema or live word of God. That's why you come to church, so that you can be trained to access rhema, to access revelation knowledge, to access what you didn't know before. Because when you get revelation knowledge, that's how you're going to be built. When you get in the rhythm of receiving revelation knowledge, that's how you're going to be able to do the work of the ministry. When you're able to get revelation knowledge, do the work of the ministry, that is how the church is going to be built. Creating a hub for which others can see, that's what others can see. That's why he said we are a city on a hill with the light shining so people can see. Right now, the church ain't shining too bright. Why? It's because we've gotten away from God's agenda. So the three purposes of the church is to be connected to the Father, to reveal him, to shut down the gates of hell, and extend the kingdom of heaven without limitations. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to help us do all three. That is the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is not just for you to come to solve your problems. The purpose of the church is for you to come learn how you can be involved in solving your problem. I can go over and over. The one with the issue of blood. What Jesus told her? Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. What she had to do? She said she determined within herself, if I may touch the hem of his garment. When Jesus spit on the ground and made clay and put in that blind man's eye, what he told him he had to do? He had to go find the pool to wash out. When he told a man to take up his bed and walk, he was at didn't trouble the water. The guy said, have no other man to put me in. He was looking for somebody else. Jesus wanted to use him. Jesus said, nah, take up your bed and walk. What the man had to do? Had to put forth effort to take up his bed and walk. And the Bible says strength. He received strength in his legs and got up. Oh my goodness. The 10 lepers, what were their instructions? The 10 lepers instructions, watch this, was to go show yourself. They had to go show themselves. That's the instructions. That's their involvement. They had to go show themselves. In the process of them going show themselves, they were healed. Last but not least, one of the most powerful passages in the Bible is the centurion. Centurion came to Jesus. I'm talking about extending the kingdom now. Extending the kingdom through revelation knowledge. The centurion came to Jesus and said, my servant is at the point of death. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The centurion, now listen, the centurion told him, Jesus, no, just speak the word only. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Speak the word only, For I'm a man in authority. I have men under me that when I speak, they go and do. Now, what does that mean? Under the pastoral model, speak the word only. Under the pastoral model, speak the word only to us simply means all Jesus had to do was say something and we knew it was going to happen, thinking we have no involvement. That ain't the case. When you look up that phrase, speak the word only, it simply means when that centurion told Jesus, speak the word only, he says, give me a command. Then he went on to explain, I am a man in authority. I understand how this works. When I tell somebody to do something, they need to go do it so they can get the results that's necessary. Jesus paused and sat back and said, I have not seen so great faith. No, not in Israel. Jesus immediately turned around and said, go thy way and believe. What was the centurion instructions? What was the command that Jesus gave him? The command that Jesus gave him was, go thy way and believe. And on his way back, they met him saying, your servant has been healed. Do you see the importance of revelation knowledge? Naaman with Elisha. He said, Gehazi to go tell him, go dip in the river Jordan 7 times. If he had not gone dip, followed those instructions, he'd have never been healed of leprosy. I need you to see this. Revelation knowledge is vital to you. It's vital to us establishing the kingdom of heaven without limitations. Not denominations, not man rules about who God is, but revelation knowledge. Because when you start getting results in your life, it attracts people who need results in their lives. They come and get trained just like you get trained. That's how the kingdom that is extended without limitation. That's how the body of Christ is edified or built. I hope you're seeing this. I hope you understand this. Now, remember, our exam is open book. It comes from chapter 4 and 5. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I look forward to seeing you, some of you in person at the LTMA Impartation Conference. Some of you will be online, but it'll be January 3rd through the 5th. The night sessions will be mandatory for you as students. We won't have class that week. It'll be mandatory for you, but the day sessions are not mandatory, but I still highly encourage you to attend and watch. So I bless you. Again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I look forward to seeing you in 2024.